Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo, along with the legendary webmaster here at 97.1 The Ticket. That, of course, is Evan Jenkins. And, Evan, it's our time of the year. We always say that because we got the drafts coming up back-to-back-to-back cracks, kind of like Kerry Carpenter last night.
Crazy.
As we're taping this today, we hit three home runs. NHL draft's first one on the docket, and it's the one that I think has the not exactly a big swath of information on it for your average sports fan, and yet I think the hockey fans are really, really into it. So I'm going to try to balance it like I always do by giving you something that, for those who are really into it, will appreciate, but also if you're not really into it or haven't been and you just want to know something about it, like Evan, you fall in that category.
Oh, big time.
I would hopefully do it. Now, I'm going to first start with, and of course I'm going to go into the Red Wings. They're picking 13th. But I'm going to go into who's going to go first and all that before we really get started. And here's who is going to go first is the defenseman. He's from Canada, but he played for the Erie Otters in the OHL. His name is Matthew Schaefer, and it appears, and for pretty good reasons, that the New York Islanders are going to take him first overall. And the reason why is he's a puck-moving defenseman, he's got pretty good size, and he's very, very skilled. Now, if he were in the same draft with Connor Bedard, he wouldn't be the first overall pick. Remember, Connor Bedard was the consensus first pick?
By far.
By far. He's not one of those type of players. All right? This is not a draft that has one of those type of players. He is probably the only guy in this draft that has a chance to actually begin the season with his NHL team. Now, there's always surprises that way, but he's pretty skilled, and I could see him doing it. Now, the thing is, obviously, he is a really, really, really good player, but he's had injury issues and hasn't played that much. He had a broken collarbone last year, missed a lot of time. If he's the first pick in the draft, no player has ever been taken with less experience than him. He was on the Canadian junior team, starred for two games, and then was out. He is a tremendous puck mover and great skater, and he's going to be somebody that will be on the point of your power play. The question is, what is his upside? He's certainly going to be a top-pairing defenseman. Is he going – in the comparisons at the high end – are Cale Makar, That seems to be a bit of a stretch to me, because Cale Makar is one of the best defensemen ever, and certainly when it comes down to this generation. Some people compare him to Rasmus Dahlin. I really don't see the comparison, because Dahlin's more physical. But this guy's in a shrinking violet. He's tremendous, but he's going to go first overall. And then after that, it's kind of a pick'em situation with Michael Misha from the Saginaw Spirit, big-time goal scorer, 62 goals last year in 65 games. He played on the Spirit when they won the Memorial Cup, not this year, but last year. You know, he's got the scoring knack, but not exactly somebody that you look at and say, with an incredible shot and all that, that he's going to step in the league and be able to transfer that to the NHL. There's a few flaws in his game. He's not, you know, this super-duper skater. He's basically a shot. He's a center who doesn't set up as much as he scores. So he's more of a goal-scoring type of center, which in a way will translate maybe that he goes the wing. And I don't know if he's going to go number two, because it's kind of between him. And this could change on draft day. A player from the U.S. developmental program who played at Boston College this year, James Hagans, a center who's he's smaller, like 5'10", 175, 180 pounds, can really, really skate, extraordinary skill. You know the type, the Jack Hughes type of player. And he went and played at Boston College this year, and he put up a point a game. And that was even though he was playing with Gabe Perreault and Ryan Leonard, two early NHL draft picks. Leonard, by the end of the year, was in the NHL after Boston College got knocked out of the NCAA tournament. But those are pretty good numbers when he's playing in the NCAA Hockey East. I mean, that's a tough road, a lot tougher than junior hockey. So what they're going to have to sort out is, can he play at his size? He's definitely going to play in the league for a long time. The question is, will he be a top-flight center? And will his size be a factor? And I'm not concerned about his production. His production was fine considering he was playing against much tougher competition than what the players were in junior hockey. And also, I think you got to look at Porter Matone. He's a winger, played for Brampton in the OHL. He's big, 6'3". He's the classic power forward type, which is really hard to find. And he's tough. He scores inside. He can do different things. There might be somebody who goes for him ahead of both Misha and Hagans in this particular draft. And one of the things that's a big change in this, and those would be the top four guys in this draft. I would be surprised if somebody else pops into that top five. There's always a possibility of that. Those are the four top guys. And this draft isn't the draft. Next year when McKenna is going to be like a McDavid type of – a McBedard type of guy coming out, that's going to be the draft everybody's going to want the number one pick on.
All right. Rumor has it he might go to Michigan State.
Yeah, well, you know, Michigan State has, you know, done a pretty good job of drawing, but it's about the draft next year, really. It's where you got the generational talent going number one. But I do think Schaefer. I think the Islanders will take him. And none of these guys, with the exception of Schaefer, do I see playing in the NHL next year. Now, this has changed, Evan, because you can now, if you're a junior hockey player, go in and play NCAA hockey now.
What do you mean? Because that's considered pro, correct?
Right, but they changed that.
Okay.
So now somebody like I mentioned Martone, he's being recruited, all the talk about Penn State is looking to take him and possibly put him into what they're doing. He becoming a college hockey player. And, you know, the NIL money in hockey is not as extreme as it is in other sports.
Oh, you mean he's not going to make the same as, like, the top quarterback in college football?
No, it's about $250,000, they think.
Is what the player would get?
Yeah, which is a lot.
Pretty damn good.
Yeah, it's a lot more than what he would get playing another year of junior hockey.
Okay.
Which would likely be what the course would be. In junior hockey, they don't get paid. They get expenses and billet. You know, you get the where they stay.
Right.
That's one of the reasons those franchises make a lot of money, because they draw some of them a lot.
Huh, that's a good business.
Yeah, not bad. So it looks like that is going to change, and there's a couple other players that possibly fit into that. Another player that you can possibly look at with this, too, fitting into that category is a player named Desnoyers, Caleb Desnoyers, who played for Montcalm in the Quebec League, and he's a center. And he's somebody that he might pop his way into the top, 4 or 5 picks. He's a really good all-around player. But there's also talk that he may end up possibly looking at, getting a chance to play in college and make some money. Now, the team with the biggest advantage on that is Minnesota, which will be unusual or interesting to see how they do it. Now, the University of Minnesota, hockey's definitely a revenue sport. So when they do their calculations, and this is what I understand, they got like over $1 million possibly they could use for NIL money.
Wow.
But Minnesota traditionally has built their team strictly from high school players in the state of Minnesota.
Which isn't a bad place.
Yeah, which is huge. So Penn State is going to be doing that. I don't know how much Michigan State's going to get involved in that. I don't know how much Michigan's going to get involved in that. From a revenue standpoint, Yost is probably the most idyllic place you can watch a college hockey game ever.
I disagree.
Oh, well, you're thinking of Munn Ice Arena. Munn is nice, too. Munn's a little bigger than that, though. So there's a little more revenue possibly to be made there. And Adam Nightingale being there, the former U.S. developmental coach at Michigan State, gives them an edge, and Michigan State's going to be...
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
A formidable team. So that is the top end of the draft. I'm expecting Schaefer to go number one. I mentioned the other guys. There's no sure shot in this. It's a bit iffy on who's going to emerge, but you know this about the draft. Somebody is going to emerge.
Absolutely.
Like I mentioned, Cale Makar, he was a fourth overall pick. But you know in that group of players that I talked about, there's going to be a star.
Absolutely.
The question is, who's it going to be? And probably Schaefer has the best chance. All those other guys, there are certain holes in their game that's not quite as overall. But one of the things is that Schaefer has to stay healthy.
So does a draft like this benefit teams that are a little bit further down in the first round?
No.
That was a quick answer. No. The reason I was asking, because if it seems like the talent is more equally distributed, I guess is the right way to say it, that maybe it could benefit a team from 10 to 20.
What's easy to sort out is who the top 10 is.
Okay.
What's not easy to sort out is what order they should go in.
Gotcha.
The hockey draft, more than any other draft, I think. Well, I don't know. It depends. I'd have to do some kind of study on it. I don't just, you know, fly by the seat of my ass telling you a bunch of fucking bullshit. But that would be, but just an observation, just right straight here, okay? I would tell you that the hockey draft, where you take the player, has more impact than any other draft. From 1 through 10, 10 to 20, 20 to 30, and certainly after the first round.
You mean how the talent drops off?
Yeah, it drops off and how it ultimately pans out. We've talked about it a lot, especially this year, and we've talked about it on a podcast, and I'll repeat it again, is I've heard it parroted, well, Eisenman's gotten anybody in the second round. It's like, okay, look, all right, and, you know, don't be a dumb shit, okay? Only 15% of second-round picks – 15 fucking percent.
Not good.
Make the NHL. Play a game in the NHL. That is not like the NFL, right? In the NFL, second round draft pick.
You should be starting.
You know, yeah. You know, so that's, you know, it's a completely different dynamic.
Do you think fans here in Detroit have that sense that you can get players wherever because of the likes of a Datsyuk and a Zetterberg back in the day?
Yes, and that was a whole different dynamic because teams really hadn't gotten into Europe like that.
Okay.
It was still phenomenal, though, at the time. Teams had gotten into it more than back when the Red Wings jettisoned, you know, Konstantinov and Fedorov and all those guys out of Russia. They really didn't have to do that with Pavel Datsyuk and those guys by the time, you know, that Cold War was over and, you know, was free. But hockey right now internationally is scouted at an incredible level, so it's a lot harder to find players. But I'll tell you this, it is more difficult with the foreign players still to find players. And, you know, and that's what I wanted to point out about this particular draft. There's two players from Sweden, and most of the international players that are high-end players this year are from Sweden. And there's a couple from Czechoslovakia we'll get into. But if Anton Frundell, he's a center, he's projected to go in the top 10 from Sweden. And Victor Eklund, a smaller winger with high skill level from Sweden. These are two players that would definitely play over in Sweden for a couple years before they came even over here. Those two players are available at where the Red Wings are picking, 13th. They would, you know, take one of those two players, I'm pretty certain. Another player that is international that's a potential pick for the Red Wings, and he's down on these draft boards, though, is Milton Gaston, a center. I could see where he might be an outside-the-box pick. He's another Swedish player available. But looking at the Red Wings, where they're picking, some of these guys are rated ahead of where the Red Wings are picking, but if they fall, and again, that's where the lottery screwed them. You know, if they had a ninth pick or 10th pick or something, they can get a better player than what they're going to get at 13th.
Sure.
There's two defensemen. One, I just love this guy. It wouldn't surprise me if he goes up in the draft. His name is Kayshon Achichin. Played for the Barry Colts, and which is a team that's just north of Toronto.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where Athanasiou played his junior hockey. Kind of a famous franchise by now. And, this kid is tough. He's skilled. He'll fight you like crazy. He's the perfect defenseman for the Red Wings. But if the Red Wings are picking 8th or 9th, they'd be able to get him. I don't see where he's going to fall to 13th. And if he does fall to 13th, I'm wondering why. Okay?
Right.
Another player that is a defenseman. And, look, the Red Wings, I think there's a plethora of centers here. And not as many defensemen, but the defenseman that possibly would fit the Red Wings at this point is another player that people have some questions about. Played in the Western League, Tri-Cities, and names Jackson Smith. He's a big defenseman. Has skill. Some people wonder about his defensive responsibility. I don't know if that's a good thing. You know, to be wondering about a bigger defenseman, you wonder about his defensive responsibility. But Eiserman, defenseman. We saw it with Sider. We saw it with Simon Edmondson. We've seen it with picks outside the first round like Willander and two others that have size. So if you look at Grand Rapids, they got a lot of big defensemen. And the Red Wings club with players that were taken by Eiserman that are on the blue line, they're all big. Now, Axel Sandin Pelika fell out of that frame there. But it was a situation that, wasn't that good when it comes down to size, but he's the puck-moving defenseman that they really, really need. And we'll see. I thought it was kind of mixed results seeing him play for Grand Rapids in the playoffs. You could see flashes of it, but he certainly didn't dominate. This is a player that I could see the Red Wings taking. And Evan? We've been pretty good about getting their draft picks, right?
Pretty damn good, yes.
And this is the guy that I see. It's Radim Markta. Who's that? You know, that's the problem with this. I'm talking about these guys that I know that you have no idea who they are.
First time I'm hearing his name.
Yeah, he's a 6'6" defenseman who came over from Czechoslovakia, played in the Western League for Seattle. And, just watching him, he really can skate. And people would like to see him be a little tougher because he's so big. That's always what people have. But he likes those big defensemen. And this kid might be available there where they're picking at 13th. And he definitely has the skill to be able to play, or justify that role. And when you combine it with his size. You know, there's some concern more about it, like how good is he at breakouts, things like that. The forecheck is so intense in the NHL these days. That's where the concern probably goes more than anything else. He does have some physicality with him. And a player that I like a lot, what does that mean? Doesn't mean shit. But, I noticed this guy when he was playing for the U.S. Developmental Program and he's kind of older, with some of these kids when they're a little bit younger. That's the thing with Marta. He's younger in his class. And at 17, that extra 10 months or whatever is a big deal, right?
Sure.
To 18. This guy's a little bit older for the class, and that's Logan Hensler. He played at Wisconsin last year. And, again, it's another player that got a lot of hype when he was going through the U.S. developmental program. Goes to Wisconsin, doesn't dominate, but he's playing against grown men. And I thought he held his own. Watching him a couple times this year, one game particularly against Michigan State, I thought he was pretty good. And I think he's going to go in the first round, and maybe somebody sees in him what I see in him. But again, what I think doesn't mean shit. Just keep that in mind.
So I'm curious about the NHL draft. Like the NFL and NBA, you draft for need.
Yeah.
In the NHL, you don't necessarily do that because your need by the time these guys get up there could be completely different than what it is.
If you want to address need, you got to do it in free agency.
Okay. So, it's get yourself the best physical player that's out there at the moment.
Yeah, just get the best player.
Can you trade your picks?
There are certain teams like certain trades.
I mentioned,
Yzerman likes the trade of, it appears, you know, I'm not basing it on some conversation with him or anything, but it's he likes big defensemen. You can see that. You can see with what he did.
Yeah.
And he appreciates size. Now, he had some smaller players, but when he's taking a player, size seems to matter, you know.
Now, the reason I ask that, too, because when you look at, like, this Red Wings team, people can say they need X, Y, and Z right now, but then let's say you draft this defenseman and he goes down, and then 4 years from now when they get up here, because it does seem like it takes a good 2-3 years to get up to the big leagues, that's why I wonder, and you're right that when it comes down to certain traits, yes, your GM is going to look for certain things. There's not like a position that's like off the board for the Red Wings here, is there?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't see any goalie prospects at
all. There's not going to be a goalie taken that early, nor should they think about it. And they do have two goalies in the pipeline. Although this thing with Augustine going back to Michigan State is a little bit odd because
he can join him in the playoffs.
Well, yeah, he could. You know, but he could also go a fourth year and decide not to sign afterwards.
Oh, sure.
And become a free agent. So it gets a bit iffy when that. And I don't know where his development's going to get any better playing college hockey at this point.
Yeah, it's weird. Some kids just love the college experience, which is a little odd to say that when you can start going to make money.
I don't know where the Red Wings are on that. Do they like that? I don't know.
But they don't have really a say on that, right? Isn't that kind of the risk that you're taking when drafting a player
like that? Well, yeah, in a way it's when he wants the money. And, again, and I'm not sure when NIL money comes.
Well, and you also have to wonder about, like, their upbringing and if their parents had money. Is it less attractive? I always look at, like, Jaren Jackson Jr., for example, with Michigan State that could have gone – or he did go pro after his first year, but wanted to come back, and they're like, dude, you got to leave.
There's no question. I have no idea what that is with Augustine.
Sure.
He grew up in South Lyon.
Okay.
So, which is, you know, pretty, yeah, it's middle class, upper middle class, depending on where.
It always makes you wonder when it's that type of situation.
Yeah. It's just, with hockey, a lot of times you don't have that because it costs a ton of money for these kids to play hockey.
Right. But imagine if he's making $80,000 in college, he's living the dream.
Well, again, the way it's set up now is if you sign a player, you know, and he's in that 18 to 20 group,
yeah,
you can and you give him his contract, his entry level contract. You can delay it by a year and send him, you know, to junior hockey or have him play college hockey. Again, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier with this NIL money. So, you know, if I have no idea what it is with Augustine. I haven't done the research on this. But I would say that there's a probability you would get a pretty good chunk of money, you know, doing NIL, because Michigan State hockey is very popular up there right now. And I'm sure there's a lot of different ways that they can use his name, likeness, and image. Or image and likeness.
Isn't that crazy how that's changed from going to that to now schools just paying players just outright? It's wild to me.
It is in a certain way and all the dynamics of it. I'm still trying to figure it out. And certainly at the level of – and hockey's a revenue sport. It's a revenue sport at Michigan State. They do make money on it, same at Michigan. And all these you know, Big Ten programs, I think, pretty much would fall into that category. It's not like baseball. You know, I don't know, baseball's, you know, is more popular than ever. And, you know, obviously they're getting some money, you know, from ESPN and all that, because they care all these tournament games. And the Big Ten Network and all that. But
yeah.
I don't know if it would fall under the category, but I don't know what the dynamics are when it comes down to how much money you can get with an NIL as a baseball player, as opposed to if you come out of high school and you sign for a bonus and you're like a seventh round pick and they give you $250.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Thousand.
Do you think, and I was just thinking of this, baseball is probably a close second, but the feeder system for the NHL has to be the biggest out of all the sports, right? College football is all for the NFL. NBA is college basketball, a little bit overseas.
A lot overseas now.
And now you look at baseball, yeah, there's college baseball, there's independent baseball, there's, you know, Dominican League, there's all that.
Yeah.
But hockey, it's like you got every single professional organization that's not the NHL that feeds to the NHL. It's wild to me when I hear you mention the KHL or the Saginaw Spirit or all these different teams and all these different leagues. I'm like, wow, the NHL can really expand. Like, are there any, I guess my question out of that, are can teams, let's say in Sweden, Russia, wherever it might be, can they hold a player and not allow them to go into the NHL draft? Like,
no,
can they hold those
no,
rights?
No. They've got a pro league there. It's set up like the NHL set up
yeah.
here. It's their version. In Sweden, they follow the Swedish Hockey League. They have these beautiful rinks, beautiful facilities. It's one of the reasons that it's appealing for a team like the Red Wings to keep like Sider over there for a year to, you know, what they did with Pelika this year. Brandzig Nygaard, not just rush him over here. Or have them go into a junior program or a college program because they get more of a simulation of what it's like to be an NHL player, even more than college or junior hockey, where they play 66 games a year and travel, you know, on a similar schedule there.
So does your
I mean, it's a legitimate big league, you know, with veteran players who are, you know, for example, Henrik. Lundqvist's brother, his twin brother, was a captain of Frölunda for like 15 years. So you got a lot of veteran players over there, so you really get it. The only downside maybe is the bigger ice surface and then the adjustment that you have to make when you come and you play in the NHL or in the American League or college or whatever.
What about the trust factor then for these NHL GMs to allow their players that they're essentially investing a lot of money and time into?
Well, they got, you know, unlike back in the day when the Red Wings got all these guys, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody's got 1,000 guys over there.
Okay, because that's what I was wondering.
The Red Wings might have one coach that's going to play. Got one of the greatest hockey people in the history of the game, and Håkan Andersson over there.
Okay.
You know, he's the one who found Lidstrom, found Zetterberg, found all those guys under a rock back in the day. So then they got others.
Okay.
So they have connections that way. They're not official. But they, you know, they know what they're doing, and it's not like baseball, where you know there's different agreements with the league about how you can do different things. I think the only agreement they have is if you loan a player to their team, you know, for you got to keep him for the whole year, and I think that was one of the things that kept Pelleca from coming over here.
Oh, it's like the Rule 5 draft in baseball
until it ends. You know, the season ends, and then he.
I've just always wondered that because I mean, you're essentially sending off your star to go play with somebody else, and if that coach wants them to play way more minutes than they should be, or wear them out, or whatever.
No, they just play them. So
there is a trust factor that
there is a trust factor there. Now the difference is the KHL now. Because that is, I think, after the NHL, the best league in the world. And you have no contact.
Okay.
Nothing. All right. You know,
that's a little scary, I would say.
It is. And like the Red Wings have Dmitry Bushnikov over there. And he's a top level player, second round pick. And he's been a player who's taken off in that league and certainly should be in Grand Rapids pushing to get to the NHL. And the dynamic of getting him over here is different than it is if it's a player who's from Sweden or Finland, or in the case of Casper. Casper played in Sweden, but he's from Austria. And Sider's from Germany. So if you have a great player from Norway, a lot of times he'll go there. The Swedish league isn't too bad. The Swedish men's league, it's a pretty good league. But really the top daddy league over there is the Swedish league.
You know what, Pat? That's why I love doing this podcast. You know me, I'm not a big hockey guy. But boy, the inner workings and the fascination that I have with the sport after talking to you each and every time about the draft or free agents, whatever it might go into, whether it's them calling a contract term when no other sport calls it that. It's just the length of a contract.
Yeah, they got the organization.
I also wonder.
It's not a locker room, it's a dressing room.
I heard Mike Valeni ask this question. Is hockey snooty because they call all of their trophies have like special names instead of like the league MVP or best defenseman?
You know, here's the thing for me on this. I love hockey, and
I know you do.
I do, you know, and I followed it, you know, big time, even though that was like the one sport I did not play when I was a kid. And, you know, I played it as an adult, but, you know, it's, you know, you show up and as an adult, man, you ain't going to be a real good hockey player.
You're just trying to stay up.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, you can tell some good stories about you and Doug Karsh both playing up hockey in their, you know, when you're 30 or something. But, the thing is, and I'm glad I did that because it's so much fun.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's unbelievable.
I'd be worried about breaking every bone in my body. So
no, you know, you got all this padding on, and when you fall on the ice, it's not as
Pat. Like I break walking down the street.
Yeah,
I broke
that's
a
right.
finger pulling sweatpants down
that's
one
right.
time.
You,
all right,
went up to dunk and your leg snapped back in the day. But you know, the thing is with that, I try not to be that way. All right, I can't stand it. I make fun of it all the time to the point where I'm really a pain in the ass, and it's probably stupid shit. But I just can't help myself when it comes down to the Canadian hockey snobs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I can't help it because I don't want to be that way. Yet at the same time, I don't like it when somebody, you know, doesn't really know that much about it and then tries to think that they know a lot about it and then tries to tell somebody who doesn't know a lot about it that they're full of shit because, you know, they're kissing Steve Yzerman's ass or something.
Imagine me talking down to you about hockey.
Well, you know, I mean, but people don't want – they want to hear what they want to hear.
Absolutely.
So, and my whole thing with it, and it's like when I'm doing this, I'm throwing a lot of names at you. I got a few more here, actually, before we get done, is not to over – in indulge you with so much information because I sent you once the Elite Prospects draft guide.
It was like 700 pages. I printed that thing. It wouldn't stop.
And you're like, oh, it might have been something I shouldn't have done. In retrospect, you're like, well, what about this guy's skate ride? What does this mean, Pat?
Evan,
I don't even look at that shit.
But that's why I think it's great, because somebody like me that's a novice, I understand it, I get it, yada, yada. But when you get into the weeds and I'm able to ask these questions and then you can inform me on what I don't know, I think that's what makes this podcast, especially for hockey, that much more entertaining for somebody that might not be in the weeds in the NHL like you are.
Well, yeah. So that's part of the goal on this. And like I said, you can respond, you know, to me. I'm on Pat Caputo 98 on X. You can respond to me. Obviously, I have a radio show, and I will talk hockey with you in the middle of summer, or the middle of whatever. I don't, you know, somebody calls up and wants to discuss it, because I understand that, you know, there's a lot of you that have a craving for that in knowledge about it. So, but I, you know, just a couple other things on this. I mentioned the defensemen. There's a lot of centers here, and to be honest with you, looking through it and watching a lot of it, and I've been watching a lot of it here lately, the Memorial Cup, and then it kind of gets me watching this and that and all that. There's a couple players that are centers, and one of them may go. It could be like a Nate Danielson type of pick to give you. Out of the blue, you might see an OHL or Western Hockey League or a center taken. Here's a couple of them. This kid, he's got a real high upside. His name is Roger McQueen. And normally draft, if he wouldn't have a back issue, he would definitely go in the top five. 6'3" center, very, very skilled. But the back issue is scaring the hell out of scouts. He's very skilled. He can score. If he falls 13th, do the Red Wings take a chance with an injured player? That is a kind of thing that could be working for them in this draft with one of those centers. Another guy is Brandon Coates. He's a center, played for Seattle. Bad team, but just a really good player. And when he played internationally for Canada in some of the 18 and under tournaments, I mean, one in particular, he was a dominant player. So is that a player that could possibly go there? These guys are average size, very skilled, but not at the level of the players that I was talking to you about earlier in Denver and those others that go in the top five. You know, they're not like a lightning goal scorer like Misha. You know, that type of thing, or, you know, like super, hey, man, does that guy remind you of Jack Hughes type of skill of a Hagans? But they've been really good players who've done a really good job, and there's a possibility another player that falls into that category from Sault Ste. Marie is Brady Martin, another center, and he's a hard-nosed player. I don't know. I hate comparables, but a little bit of Marco Casper in that kid. You know, how he's strong on his skates and persistent. So those are the names that I would look at 13. I'm not making any predictions. Well, maybe since I got it right a couple times. Evan, how am I going to get this one right? I got Raymond right. I got Casper right, which, you know, was a little bit – that wasn't who was projected. I got Edvinson right.
Did you get Sider?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I did not get Sider, and I did not get Branzig Nygaard last year.
So, slacking,
yeah. So, but I'll take a shot and say it'll be Marta.
All right.
Martka, the 6'6" defenseman, who's Czechoslovakian, played in the Western League last year. So there you go. That's it. Hey, don't forget to like us, subscribe to us, Apple iTunes Store. It's very important to us, the Apple iTunes Store, the Google Play Store. And you can download it, odyssey.com. And you can find this podcast, Pat Caputo 98 on X, Gentman Jenkins on X. That's Evan's account. He posts it. And Facebook page, 97 won the ticket Facebook page. I usually get it up on my Facebook page. I'm trying to be more diligent about that. And Evan, like I've said before, I'm on Blue Sky. You can get this on Blue Sky now.
I love it.
I'm up to 200 followers, my friend.
Ooh, I think last week it was like 164.
I know, it's going up like wildfire, the Blue Sky. So, you know, check it all out where you can do that. Appreciate Evan very much, and we'll talk to you next time.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.